question to Dr. Spat on the exchange or clearinghouse model. And I totally agree with you that transparency is probably the key cornerstone for it. But it seems to me, because we've had other experience, the insurance industry, FINRA, for example, there's also an opportunity here, given the cloudy picture there is for legal jurisdiction, to have as part of this clearinghouse exchange an alternative dispute resolution model, you know, whether you take it from the insurance arbitration model or you take it from you know, something like FINRA. I just wanted to know your thoughts on that, because no, I don't think we've touched on that today.
I'm certainly not adverse to there being an alternative dispute resolution model, but I think the nature of just my own expertise is probably such that I should defer to many of the lawyers here.
I think there's a real place for that, and if you actually look at the letter that I would have talked to you all about from September 22nd, you'll see in there that, especially with respect to the CDSs, there was the insurance commissioner lays out, here's what we think this needs. We need a guarantee fund. We need collateral. We need a list of things. But on that list is a dispute resolution mechanism that handles the entire process. And it's not unlike, you know, Ray would say, but it's not unlike the reinsurance world, where reinsurance really is just, you end up passing risk among different parties, you know, past the initial insurance. And there is a very well-developed body of law and a very well-developed organization of what really turned out to be confidential arbitration. So you won't see a lot of these in the news as they go forward, but they're going to happen. When I was looking at this morning, I thought, that's exactly what the insurance department is likely thinking about, and it's a very easy way to build up an expertise among various parties to this so that you can lower the transaction cost, lower the need to go to court and play this out in public repeatedly by setting up this dispute resolution process that will be focused on this.
But the problem with that, though, at the very beginning, is that you do need to build up that level of expertise.
You do.
And so, you know, the lead-in time, I mean, that's obviously something going forward, but the lead-in time is, I think, going to be quite significant, because at the moment there's so much misunderstanding about this product out there.
I think that's true, although I guess I would say you're going to have to build up this expertise with judges. You're going to have to, if you're
exactly,
talking about disputes,
by doing it in the process of a
limited arbitration process, you would right off the bat and start out with people with industry expertise who do know. And you're still going to have to build up, in a lot of cases, you'll have to build up the sort of litigation skills. We see that in the reinsurance world, where we have reinsurance executives do these arbitrations. They know all about reinsurance, but often they don't know about dispute resolution. And so there's societies, areas, and places where they learn about that and gain credibility through time. But the harder thing, I think, in a lot of cases to get will be the expertise on all of this that we've been watching all day. And I'll admit, some of it's, I understand, and some of it I think, you know, wow, who really does this? You know, it's going to be hard to get judges across, you know, the board to get there.
I agree. Bill, anything?
And the only other thing I'd mention, I totally agree with Bill. It's going to be just as painful to develop a body of law through the judicial system. I'm looking at a recent case a lot of people know about, and just refer you to it. And it shows you how this could take a long, long time to develop a body of law on this. But Judge Jones in the Southern District recently, last week, in fact, came down with a decision in the case of BCG versus Citibank. And the case was decided, as most cases are, on a very narrow margin. It was actually under whether one of the parties had waived its right to make certain arguments under the contracts by its actions. I'll let you read it, but if anybody here who wants to make sure they get CLE credit has something to show at the end of the day, I'll give you the citation. It's 2008 Westlaw 4809078 in the Southern District of New York, and I encourage you to read it, not necessarily for the narrow holding, but it does go through the basics of a CDS transaction and give you an idea of where future disputes will lie, because a lot of arguments were made but were precluded by the facts, as the judge said, any actions of the parties. So, you know, I think that's it.
Okay. Well.